This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Many refugees in New England arrive here after decades of torture, threats, and danger. But just because they're safe now doesn't mean the pain is over. As part of the New England News Collaborative series, Facing Change, reporter Kathleen Masterson visited a clinic in Vermont helping refugees from Bhutan address the trauma in their lives.
Ajuda Thapa was forced to flee from her home in Bhutan in the early 1990s. The Bhutanese government drove more than 100,000 people like Thapa out of the country in a push toward ethnic cleansing. She ended up in a refugee camp in Nepal, where she lived for 18 years.
The camp life is so miserable. You know, it's very difficult to, have basic needs also. Not enough to eat, not enough clothes, And then, the food given by the UNHCR or other agencies is not enough to feed the kids.
Thapa is speaking through an interpreter. She's on an outing with about 15 other Bhutanese refugees who've settled in Vermont. All of them have been through trauma therapy counseling. So they formed a social group. And their stop today, Lake Champlain Chocolates.
This is our one and only factory, so all of the chocolate we make is right here, where you can see through the window.
Thapa says when she moved to Vermont, she was very depressed, and she didn't feel any hope for the future. She had to leave behind her son at the refugee camp for the first year. And she'd recently lost her husband. He was killed one day while he was out fetching wood in the forest.
At first, my brain is running here and there, thinking a lot of things. I'm not thinking about the futures, and I don't have any hopes at that time. My goal is how can I, relieve from all those and then go move forward.
When we do our treatment, we're very sensitive to giving our clients control over their story. We realize that they have not asked for their story, that it's been given to them.
That's Karen Fondacaro, the director of the Connecting Cultures Clinic, where Thapa sought treatment. She's a professor of psychological science at the University of Vermont and also a co-founder of NEST, New England Survivors of Torture and Trauma. The clinic offers legal, therapeutic, and social work services. She says a technique called narrative exposure therapy helps clients to reprocess their trauma in a safe environment.
Where when you're going through the trauma, you don't really have the time to experience the emotions. I always feel like it's the emotions that you deserve to have felt during that time. The way in which we do it is to really let them tell us when they're ready and let them tell the story.
Fondacaro says most do choose to share, and she's been surprised by how many have found relief after releasing their stories, either in a private session or a group setting. She says research supports this method. But she says, for many, the trauma isn't over when they come to the United States.
We don't even call it post anymore because it really can be ongoing. I've worked with individuals where we'll be talking about what happened during the war and they'll get a phone call that night that someone has been harmed in their home country.
Part of the therapy involves teaching breathing techniques to help people deal with anxiety and to reduce flashbacks and nightmares. And being in a new country, there are added stresses. Pablo Bose is a geography researcher with the University of Vermont who studies refugee resettlement.
You're making adjustments often to a new language, new sets of expectations, dealing with like very, very different relationships with your kids in schools and the new friends they're developing, new attitudes they have. So all of these kinds of things make the actual adjustment period very, very stressful in many cases.
Back at the clinic, Fondacaro says they've seen individuals from over 29 countries and now have a waiting list for those seeking therapy. She says the clinic was preparing for the arrival of Syrian refugees in Vermont, but that resettlement was stalled by federal orders. And Fondacaro says she's learned a good deal working with refugee clients, too. For one, in the past, she'd heard other therapists talk about sometimes dancing with clients, and the academic in her cringed. But now she sees the importance of finding joy.
And if you can see joy on faces of individuals who've come in and lost babies, and they're dancing with you, that is what we now call behavioral activation, of one of our best techniques for depression.
And that's what these social groups of therapy graduates are all about, finding joy in daily life. Ajuda Thapa says the support group has helped her break through the isolation and depression she felt when she first arrived.
Yeah, it helps a lot, in the group, and I'm comfortable sharing and then socializing with the group.
Now her life is a mix of Bhutanese traditions and foods from home and learning English and Vermont culture. At the group outing to Lake Champlain Chocolates, she tried chocolate for the first time. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.